Where D.B. Cooper and Sasquatch both prefer high alks and low haze, that's the Pac Northwest, and this is the Perfect Pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour! It's a show about having fun with the craft beers. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Red Stacy.
Stacy. And she is.
Dang.
She is. I was going to say busted her cherry on that, but I felt like that was inappropriate, so I'm not going to. But then
you're
I just.
So
did
late.
It.
That's all right.
All right. Rad Stacy's officially entered the intro chat now. Now she's part of the Perfect Pour. Before you
only
weren't.
Now
you
are. By being invited, though. I was invited.
Yeah.
To do the intro.
Yeah,
we just
yeah.
Just made you think you were invited.
You want to, yeah. To the Nick fans, you're like, hey, I was invited to do that. Don't think I was pushing in.
Right. I want everyone to think that like I did something nefarious to get that little spot. It's only because I'm many states away, two states away. I am up in Battleground, Washington, coming at you hot from Sasquatch territory, and I thought it would be fun. So here we go.
Daryl.
Man, somebody not in California on the show. I don't like it.
Only temporarily. We are driving back at the butt crack of dawn on Friday, and we're going to be back on Friday evening.
Whoa.
12 hours.
That, ooh,
I know.
I've done that Portland to Fresno in the day. It's not easy.
No. Yeah, I've done it before, too. My husband apparently got a major ticket one time, and he made it in 10 hours, which
dang,
I'm not surprised that he got a ticket making it in 10 hours, along with
that's
getting
fast.
The ticket. Yeah. So.
Was there a semi-truck full of Coors Light behind him?
No,
was
he was
Black
in a
Trans Am?
Yeah. He was in a Suzuki Swift.
Is Sally Field in the car with him?
No.
The Suzuki
way.
Samurai?
He was in a Suzuki Swift.
No.
Oh, Swift.
Yeah.
Okay, he was lying to you.
Trying to butter you up. Big
you
man.
Know
take
what?
You out on a date.
Yeah, I waited for Portland to press up 10 hours.
Swift. If she buys
it's
this.
It's in the name, Nick. It's in the name, Swift.
Swift. That's called irony. Stacy, we'll define irony for you by the end of the show.
All right. He said he made it in 10 hours in his Suzuki Swift. So, but maybe, you know, he's going out on his
date. Trust me, my Suzuki can Swift.
And drift.
pull over the Suzuki Swift. Up there, can you pull over? Over.
It's a cardigan, but thanks.
This is my first time pulling over a Suzuki Swift. I'm pulling you over for your car name.
Mounted police. Galloping after him. Sir. Please come to a halt. Aye, aye, aye.
Keep your arms and hands inside the vehicle.
I love gold.
Who opened a beer? I heard a beer open.
I did.
What you got there?
So my tailgate beer was a Tower X West Coast IPA from Carl Strauss. It was mildly invigorating. But now I am drinking an Alesmith Speedway Stout Salted Caramel Brownie Edition.
Oh,
dude,
there's a lot
serious.
Going on there. Okay.
Yeah, it's heavy, Doc. This is courtesy of Marcus, the pint stuff.
Okay.
That's
it would
serious,
behoove me. I wanted to do this at the beginning of the show. I just want to say thank you to Al Green. I did not cheers him last time. He was the very first person to text me after I put my number out there. So, and I felt very bad for not putting
like
that there. So
did
this is me, Al
that.
Green. Or it's me, Al Green.
Yeah.
Thank you for texting me, being the first guy. You're welcome. You're welcome. For me responding and being the first.
Those are our, Those are good. We have to do those. I like to do those from time to time. Is like the newspaper on the second page, they put in the corrections.
Yes.
So early in the next episode, we have to do our corrections from the past one. Right. I actually had one from last week and I forgot now. Now I've forgotten.
Sorry. Oops.
Yeah. I'm having a one donated to the show by Hops Hound. It's TF Brewing and it's called TH Corduroy and it's a juicy IPA. And it's nice. It's a nice beer.
I am having an Obsidian Stout from Deschutes Brewery.
Deschutes? Wow.
Deschutes?
Laying it on thick.
Yes. It is one, and I know I've mentioned this before, it is one of my favorite brews, but I was at their tap house earlier today, and they have some exclusives in there that are fucking amazing.
Been there.
Let me tell you.
Been
really
there.
Fun. Yeah.
Had it.
Really,
had
really
it.
Good. You didn't have this week's exclusives. You're not here.
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have their ESB?
I think I have that.
Cask conditioned.
Oh, I don't know about
naturally
that.
Naturally fermented, gravity fed. Come on
ooh,
now.
Gravity fed's the only way.
When I was there last, I did all the brewery, the taproom looking ones I could do. Taproom only looking ones.
You were like, what can I only have here in this seat what right can here I only today? Have here?
Yeah. I only drink exclusive beers.
I only have exclusives.
I only want the beer that nobody else has looked at.
Yeah, I want.
Can I get a discount off the floor model?
I want to. I saw somebody.
You know what I'm talking about.
I want a flight exclusive.
You went from
flight.
The one nobody's looked at to the one everybody's looked at.
I saw somebody, and I think he was sort of industry or something on beer Twitter, sort of throwing shade at people that order flights. Like that's like low rent, like entry level person. Is that, would you say that, Red Stacy? Like somebody ordering a flight, is that like a non beer geek?
Like, no, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think that's somebody who really wants to taste everything before they fully commit to, you know, a full 16-ounce beer, or somebody who really is just trying to learn. I wouldn't disparage them for getting a flight. I will say it just puts the keg off kilter, right? That then you're like blowing a keg with only 3 ounces in when somebody orders a pint later because a whole bunch of people ordered flights. And you're like, God damn it. Yeah. If everyone would have just ordered pints, it would have been a perfectly poured keg.
Oh,
that's actually not true either. But I just thought it was a fun little segue.
The thing where you said the name of the movie in the movie,
right? Yeah, no, I don't. I don't think. I mean, what? Why did they say that? Did they say
it was like they were just like they were being like it was like a meme kind of thing of like. I was like, you're pedestrian if you're not just ordering a full pint of beer.
Yeah, no, I think it's the only thing I have ever accused people of being pedestrian about is when somebody walks in and says, do you have anything girly or I want something manly when they try to like, you know, describe the beer as, oh, well, like, I only like wine. So what kind of, well, you know what? The Michelob bar is down the fucking street.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Wine. Yeah, that's the only time. But if somebody's just like, hey, I just really don't know what I'm in the mood for, or I've never been here before and I want to try a bunch of them, get a flight. Mm-hmm. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's pedestrian.
I agree. All.
That person's wrong.
Wrong. Wrong! Referencing.
And why would you want to discourage somebody from, you know, trying a bunch of things and maybe learning something about themselves? That's
figuring out that they don't love hazies, maybe, or do love the hazies.
Yeah, they discovered that there's a hazy that they hate a little bit less than the other hazies,
or that maybe they just can't tell the difference. they're like, I wanted 5 different hazies. You gave me all the same hazies. They're like, no, we gave you 5 different ones. So you're like, wait, do all hazies taste the same?
That up here. what I have loved is that the haze level is a little bit lower than California.
Yeah.
Which is to me a good thing. It may not be a great thing to other people, but
well, they crank up the malt and
yes.
tree tree ratio.
And the Alks, it's cold up here. You got to stay warm.
Yeah, from the inside out.
Yeah, pick up them Alks.
Yeah, because what is obsidian? Isn't it like 7-something? What is it?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Must be a double.
No, shit. I also I picked up a triple that they make, and I'm gonna open that next week.
Oh,
6.4%. That's pretty. That's not crazy.
That's like lunch. That's a lunch.
But 55 IBUs.
Yeah. Oh, they still list the IBUs.
They do. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. What year are they in?
Well, who wants to start? Nick, do you want to start some culture off?
Sure. Sorry. It is allergy season here in Fresno. And they're kicking my ass currently. All right. Did you stop going on the blossom trail, Nick? What?
Blossom trailing. There's no more blossoms.
I live on the blossom trail.
I am the blossom trail.
I'm the blossom trail.
Do you have like one fruit tree in your yard that has blossoms? And you're like, I'm part of the blossom trail over here, guys. Guys,
put me on the map.
Over here, yeah. Put me on the map. I've got one peach tree. Put me on the map.
I've got a Meyer lemon tree. You guys got to see this thing.
You got to see these fucking blooms.
It fell over 2 years ago, but it's still beautiful.
Wow.
Welcome to the show, right?
Stacey's like, I ruined my vacation for this. Nice.
Stacey, you'll slowly realize why Matt decided to leave the show. It's going to take you a while. But every once, you'll be like, oh, okay.
I was going to say that this is a great vacation because I came into it drunker than I usually would have if I wasn't on vacation. So, wow. You know, I feel good about this whole fucking thing. Take it away, culture.
Come on, culture.
Regret my decisions.
Regret nothing.
All right. So did you guys get fooled by any April Fool's shenanigans?
Oh, man.
No, man.
No? You guys saw it all coming?
Yes.
I did.
Miles away. So you did not get fooled by the 3-liter box of Red Trolley Ale from Carl Strauss?
God damn it. No.
What? I didn't see that one.
Yes. 3 liters in a box with a faucet. And a handle. God. And guess when it's available? 4/20, bros.
Of course.
I'm going
to rip so much weed through that.
I don't understand their prim. Wait, a bottle? What?
No, a box.
Oh, box.
Like boxed wine. So Carl Strauss is saying Red Trolley is now available in a 3-liter box.
Okay. I mean, I could see maybe falling for that one.
Yeah. I'm like, do it.
Come and get your oxidized amber and a bladder.
Yes. Yeah. Bladder my beers, please.
Well, hey, man. Can shortage. You want to start boxing my beer? That's fine as long as there's no air gets out of the box, right? Yeah. Why people tend to think that they're learning about what the wine tastes like and what the grapes went through and blah blah blah, and then they put it in a box. Like, I mean, beer is like, I won't put it in a fucking box.
Nobody who buys boxed wine gives a rip about what the grapes went through. Let's just be honest about that. But
you're
oversunned. What is great though about the bladder in a box is, you know, there's no air that gets into it and there's no light. So, I mean, it's a good package, but you have to recycle everything separately. Well,
it's basically bagged beer. I mean, it's in a bag.
Yeah. Beer in a bag.
Yeah.
I've had beer in a bag before. It's actually kind of cool. I mean, fun, maybe.
Well, the hashtag for this promotion is hashtag slap the bag. So there you go.
Yes.
Wow.
That is some straight up music festival shit right there. I'm into it.
Woo!
Down.
Give me a box of Red Trolley, please.
No, I got fooled by the April Fool's thing, though. But it was my family that did it. It wasn't like a thing I saw on Twitter. I was like, holy shit. Yeah. They went to the mall. They went to the mall and with the some of my daughter's friends, and I was working all day, and I come home and they're from the mall and they're like, Dad, oh my God, this guy came up to us and was like asking us all these questions, and he took my ice cream, and he put this weird stuff on my head, and I was like, I totally bought it. I was like, oh my God. I was like I started like freaking out. I was stressing out because like Becky was like going along with it and everything, and I was like,
oh,
I was fully fooled, like some guy like harassing my daughter at a fashion fair. And then they're like, oh, April Fools. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
See, now you're not going to believe them when somebody really is.
Yeah. Like, yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, I can't recall that I fell for any. I'm trying to think. I mean, I, of course, like to follow the funny brewery ones. I think one of my favorites of the past was the helium beer from Stone. Do you guys remember that one?
Yeah. Mm,
sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 years ago. And one of the brewers was like, oh, the helium beer, it's so light. It's so, and they drank some of it and they're like, and it just really is. It's amazing. aftertaste, you know, they had this like really high pitched voice. It was really funny. And I was like, this is so stupid. but I was going along for it with a second. Yeah, for a second, but it was pretty funny.
For a second, yeah. You fully bought it.
If you don't remember, take it, you know.
You're like, sure it's
oh my God, Stones, they're doing it. Yeah. They're making a helium beer.
Though what's not April Fool's is this fact that we may be going to the Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Fest. That is not an April Fool's joke.
This is at April all. Fool's.
It's not. It came out on April 3rd, my news about that. So to you guys.
That's true.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will tell if we screw that up or not.
Just wait till they start researching and they're like,
No, actually, so I didn't send you the last correspondence where they said, he said, oh, he goes, those topics sound great. I'm going to start working on it right away.
Wow.
And I was like, just give us the passes.
Yeah.
Just working on what?
What is there to work
on? What is there to work on? Just fucking pencil fuck us through this thing. What the hell? Yeah. Anyway.
You know, we're good for it, man. We will cause problems with the session.
But we won't get drunk too quickly.
We won't have
nice to know.
Like we'll have a big fight with the session guys, and then it'll be make news, and then you'll get all kinds of publicity.
No, I'm the one that's going to be going through there with a baseball bat, asking where the cold IPA motherfuckers are.
Where's the cold IPA?
Where are you?
Bring them out here.
Show yourselves.
Cold
it's IPA. A hoppy lager, you son of a bitch.
We call those hoppy lagers.
God damn it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling really good about it, though. It's nice to know that I didn't burn that bridge too severely. There's still some ropes left. I'm still able to crawl across.
You gently toasted it? How do you not burn a bridge?
Yeah, you know, you got to toast a cask to get some good flavor. You got to toast a bridge to make it worthwhile going back over. So,
I want you to remember me, but not hate me.
When is that Firestone Walker Invitational, by the way?
June-ish,
June?
Yeah,
dude.
I believe.
I think Paso Robles is too hot that time of year. I don't like going to hot places.
Shut up. You're totally
same temperature as Fresno.
Yep.
But it gets cool at night.
You don't want to stay around there at night. They got some pretty shady people around there. I don't think you want to be around there at night.
They're all on horseback.
Get out. You want to get the hell out of there.
Let's see. It's a June 3rd.
Uh-oh.
It says here 8 a.m. That's a lie. Nobody's there at 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah? I'll be there at 8 a.m.
That's for profiling purposes.
Yeah, that's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'll be there with my breakfast burrito.
That's every alcoholics from the festival goers.
What I like is it said, you know, media passes are, there's a cap. There's a cap on media passes. They're very limited. And I was like, well, I'm like, you guys don't want to be the ones that were like, oh, Fresno podcast, ew. Don't be those fucking guys.
They will be.
Again. Don't be those guys again. Okay. Yeah,
they know how to do that.
Yeah. I sold it to them. They're in. It's all good.
We are the Valley, the 559 is like they're like distant cousin that shows up that they're like wish wasn't part of the family kind of thing that shows up on like Thanksgiving. Like, oh my God.
Well, technically, Stacy's in Portland, so we could tell them we're from Portland right now.
That's true. Yeah. Well, my cell phone still has an 805 area code.
Oh.
So that makes me feel very Firestone local. for what it's worth. <That's
awesome. laughs> You're like, check the text.
You don't want that 559.
Check the text.
Text, yeah. You know what's funny is I Googled Firestone Walker Invitational, and the next three questions below that is, how much alcohol is in 805 and is 805 sold in Texas?
For the Firestone Walker Invitational, the related questions are that?
Yeah. Oh. And who is Firestone Walker owned by?
Two handsome devils.
Two super handsome devils and Duval.
And Duval.
And Duval. Oh, man. You know what, though? David Walker, he is one tall, handsome drink of water. I will say that. His hair is finally coiffed.
Doesn't leave the house
and
without
coiffed.
He
knows
it. Man, he's like, I got this coiff. Like, you know it. You're looking at this coiff.
Yeah. Don't it's like deny it. There, you can't see the fan, but yet you can see his hair like blowing.
Somehow it's blowing. So
yeah,
I can't see the
it's
source.
Blowing and you don't know where it's
so
coming
from.
From
some
like,
source,
damn.
It's blowing his hair. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, he's like a walking romance novel. You know, it's just.
Is he the one? Is he British or Australian?
He is British. British.
How did he come to the United States?
He married Adam Firestone's sister.
Ah,
that is
so they're brother-in-law.
Yeah, he fell in love with an American.
I mean, who?
And that marriage is still going strong. So all good. But yeah, yes, he married Adam Firestone's sister, and then shortly, not long after marrying her, he went to Adam and was like, "We should start a brewery." And Adam's like, "You're fucking stupid." But then they did.
Was Adam
DBA was the first one?
was Adam into beer? Like, was this like out of the blue for him, or were they just both like, bro, we love beer, right? Let's start a brewery.
It was semi out of the blue for him to look at doing it professionally. They had been brewing, you know, like kit beers and stuff like that beforehand.
Mr. Beer Kits.
And yeah,
they're just Mr. Beer Kit nerds. Like,
right, Mr. Beer Kit nerds for
I'm
sure.
I'm so good at Mr. Then, Beer Kit. We should do this professionally.
But David Walker actually came with some like English brewing knowledge and was like, hey, you know, some other breweries around the U.S. are doing some similar things, like creating drinkable beers that have a little bit of flavor, not just Bud, not just Coors. And so like, you know, DBA was born. And to this day, as far as I know, unless he has skipped out on it, David Walker drinks a DBA a day. He says it keeps the doctor away. So
keeps that son of a bitch away. I fucking hate my doctor. As long as I have a DBAD, I don't have to see that son of a bitch.
That's right. So it's kind of a sweet DBA little Cinderella story there. It's fun.
I love the Central Coast of California. That's probably dead on. David Walker right there.
Dead on.
Never I mean, been. Who gets to marry into a super awesome, you know, the Firestone family? It's, you know, there's wine there. You
and
know.
Tires.
Yes. And tires.
Yeah, I got them tires.
You know, the first tires DBA were aged in tires. No, I'm kidding. That's...
Oh, man. That's
giving the... I wish that was real. I wish. Oh, that's that rubbery flavor that I've been trying to
Oh, like, vulcanized. Rub. There's nothing like vulcanized rubber in the morning.
No, I mean, what a more, you know, what more awesome story. You get to marry into that family and start a world-class brewery.
Yeah, it sounds like they have a rough time out there on the coast.
It's really rough.
It sounds rough. And, you know, I feel for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand why they would not
traveling
want to,
around their property on their Jeep. And, you know, it's awesome. You have a what?
No, I would understand why they wouldn't want us there.
I love gold.
Yeah, they're like, same. You know what? We kind of got a vibe here. I don't know if we really need more Fresnans here so much. I just opened up a new beer, another donated beer. This one from Marcus, the Pint Stuff. Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful can. Citra, oh. Kern River Brewing Citra Nectaron. Maybe Nick can open his up.
We could have been matchy smatchy.
Oh, I should have waited, huh?
I do love me some Kern River.
But this is the first variant I've seen of this, right?
Okay.
Citra, a variant. I'd agree,
A Citra Nectaron.
Bless you.
Oh, salud.
I'm allergic to Citra.
So thank you.
Even
through the internet.
We have aroma. We have the premium plan with aroma transfer. Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Sorry. I'm not ready.
Are you though? Are you though?
Well, those damn Washington blooms.
I'm going to have some cool beers next week.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, Fontana Jim came by my house.
What?
Met Stacy's mom while I was not there.
You let Fontana Jim
know
where you live?
What the hell?
And he was super excited to meet Stacy's mom. I don't know if she's what he expected or not. I haven't asked that question yet. I don't know if he's what she expected.
Did he make it pass?
Did he what?
Did he make it pass? You could tell us. Did he make it pass?
I don't know. Did he make it past the threshold?
No. Did he make a pass at Stacey's mom?
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't talked to her.
All right. Well,
she just said that she said, I got the beer. and then he texted me and said, I dropped off the beer and your mom was very nice. It's what I got. So, because well, I told
that's what she told me to say.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty funny because I told him, I said, hey, we're like taking off. So if she's not there yet, just leave the beer here. And I like sent him a picture of like where he could leave it so nobody could see.
This is the beer leaving area.
And he was like, do I call it bush beer if I leave it there? Because it was behind a bush. And I was like, yeah, sure. Sure,
that was Jim then. It definitely was Jim.
Wow.
It was great. I feel really sad that I wasn't able to meet him face to face, but I'm excited to see what I got or what my mom got. I don't know. I might not have any at all. She might have drinking it all. Not sure.
Dang.
Yeah, she's all, pretty like. So brutal.
Turns out I lied. He didn't leave any beer.
The fucker never showed up.
Oh, he was supposed to bring beer.
That fucker, Jim. He never showed up.
Fucker never showed
Jeez,
up.
Mom,
all he brought was his.
He's never said fucker before. Well. Now that somebody did that to my daughter, came here and said they leave beer and didn't, fuck them.
So that was my exciting, week away from Fresno.
Oh, man, that sucks. I'm sorry.
First month on the show and you're already getting your own beer? What the hell?
Well, he said whoever texted him first, and I guess I was the one that texted him first.
Oh, that's so, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Snooze, you lose. Guys. Damn it.
Guys.
Bum, 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 bum. Guys.
Snooze, you lose. Guys. Well,
there are more things, Nick.
Well, I mean, up to you guys. Do you want to keep going down the April Fool's train, or do you want real news?
Is there any other good ones on April Fool's?
Was there another interesting beer, April Fool?
Mildly worth mentioning, Drake's tried to pawn off a denoninizer, but a non-alcoholic double IPA.
That's funny, though.
All right. Yeah, I figured that was pretty good.
It's a triple non-alcoholic IPA. It's like beyond non-alcoholic.
Oh, beyond
non-alcoholic.
Yeah, I heard that the kombucha market was saying that they were trending positive. That's a fucking lie.
Hey, y'all, April Fools.
Hey, guess what? Hard kombucha. Nobody is drinking it still. That's fine.
It never really took off, did it? Did you not hard kombu, bro? There was a few months where there's hard kombu.
Hard booch.
Triple kombu.
Hard booch.
God damn. It's, I don't know. I can't get behind the hard booch. It just smells like the wrong end of a camel. I don't know. And it makes you fart. My 2 cents on that.
Nobody's going to disagree with you.
And that's not an April Fool's joke. That's true, true. You want to go drink some hard kombucha and you tell me what happens. You call me
Don't
up.
Don't open up a hard kombu bar. You will fail. God.
Can you imagine? Everyone would have to have gas masks on.
Oh. Camel farts and darts?
Yeah, camel farts and darts. Every Monday. Come on down.
Come on down.
You can call in sick on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Too much kombu. I got the kombu blues.
Exactly. The kombu blues. Any other?
Yeah.
Funny ones?
I got the kombu 19.
They haven't come
Did
out
you say COVID 19? No, kombu 19. It's a little different. Guys, are the problem.
Yeah,
I know. The problem.
I know. What?
Hi, I'm the problem. It's craft beer drinkers.
What? Oh, no. I disagree.
Okay, so you know our beloved aluminum cans that we're short of?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, now we can't fucking recycle them.
What?
Is it because of all the stickers on the outside and the lining on the inside?
Plastic that you wrap them on the outside with.
Yep.
Craft breweries.
Yeah, stickers.
Thanks a lot.
Listen, all you fuckers with your sticker action, because it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. Listen, you're cheap. That's all I'm saying.
So the ones with like just the sticker, that's bad? Or like the ones that have like
plastic? Paper stickers are okay if it's a plastic sticker or a plastic shrink wrap.
Yeah,
those are the ones that cannot be recycled. The recycling system rejects them. And so aluminum is being dumped into landfills.
Whoa.
Yeah. You can peel that shit off. You can peel it off.
Oh, but apparently we need directions to do so. That's the problem.
Well, here's your direction. Hey, Perfect Pour listeners, peel your fucking cans. Check your dates. Peel your cans.
No, that's a lot of work.
Fucking get out of here.
But.
GTFO. Get your girlfriend with her awesome nails to get under the corner and peel that shit off.
But I think, I think, for instance, the Citra, I think would this be paper?
Hold it up to the cam.
Like, can you? You can't tell from this. But.
Keep twisting it around. Let me see.
We're looking for the seam here.
Yeah, where's the seam?
It's got the seam right here.
Where's the seam? Yeah, peel it off.
Show us the seam.
Is it paper? Or is it a sticker?
It's a sticker. What is that?
Oh, yeah, peel that off. And then you put the peel in the landfill.
That's a peel offer then? But how can you tell? Like, what's the telltale sign?
the fact that it's peeling off is the telltale sign that it's not recyclable.
Oh, okay. So if it's printed on the can, if there's a sticker, if there's any kind of sticker label at all, that's bad.
Uh-huh. Remove. Yeah. Remove.
Okay.
So they're saying, that's the thing. They're saying if there's like a zip tab on the plastic labels that, that you could just zip and remove the label and then recycle the can, problem solved.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that that would be great. Like the shrink wrap zip, you know, zip removal is probably better than the sticker deal. Because like you have a couple of those Kern River Citras there, and you peel off one, and then the second one, you're like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing.
Right, because you're gonna get drunk and peel the label anyway. So why not do Why not do that before you recycle it?
Yeah, your OCD is gonna cause you to like peel out that shit anyway.
Yeah, so put a zip on it.
Yeah.
Or
put a zip on it.
I'm surprised laser engraving isn't more popular on aluminum cans.
I think it's a cost issue, probably more so than a capability.
But lasers are a one-time cost. After
lasers, man.
Yeah, but when you're investing all of your money into impressing, you know, Haze Bros instead of just investing in laser printer.
Haze Bros think they're going to get women because of the beer label?
I don't know. Maybe. Oh.
Okay.
Do we have any Haze Bros that can call in and answer this question? Please. Haze Bros,
we can pull up on Skype right now.
What do you think will get you the ladies, Haze Bros? What's your number one trap?
Set
it. See what happens.
Zip.
What's your Haze Bro trap?
Zip.
Check it out.
That wasn't my pants.
Hey, ladies, I ain't feeding no landfill tonight.
That's right. Where's my eco-friendly ladies at?
Wow.
So yeah, all this aluminum that we cherish so much is not getting recycled as it should because of the label.
But like, I haven't taken my cans in for a while for recycling. I've just been putting them in the recycling bin, but I haven't taken them in for money. I'm wondering if the recycling centers that pay you money, are they balking at this? Because I mean, then they must be getting screwed, I would assume, if they're like all these beer cans
can't be recycled.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great question. Because I know they melt the aluminum down, and then there's kind of like this slick that comes up over the top that they skim off.
That's what would happen, and so that it didn't matter. But
well, so I'm wondering if maybe the sticker is causing like a thicker slick that they can't take off.
The slick is too much.
And the plastic also puts pollutants into the air as it's melting off the aluminum.
Oh, so it's the employees of the recycling plant that we're really concerned about here. That they're breathing in some toxic bullshit.
Employees getting low pay are also dying. Cool.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. It does melt, but it also boosts.
You know what? Growlers. Bringing back growlers.
Bringing more back sustainable. Growlers.
Yes. Don't put a sticker on the outside of your growler.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Man, yeah, because I used to always tout the aluminum as being infinitely recyclable. But, of course, New Belgium used it. Etched cans, so
glass is infinitely recyclable too. It just doesn't happen.
Well, it degrades over time, though, especially depending on the color. It's not necessarily infinitely recyclable. It depends on the color and all of that.
Wow. If it's a brown bottle, you can't
you can really only recycle glass bottles about three times. Sorry.
And then they don't like they can't reproduce them anymore.
We're so sad.
Regenerate them.
I don't know. It starts to degrade over time. So it's sand. It's melted sand, you know. And then when you start colorizing and doing all this other stuff, it creates other issues and within the integrity of the glass. Mm. When you melt and remelt and remelt and whatnot.
Well, yep. Yeah. We're just gonna have to go back to growlers. Growlers.
Smelting.
Steel. Steel growlers, everyone. This is what we have to do now.
Refillable cans.
Refillable, I mean, that would cans? Be cool. Yeah. I was recently at Glass Beach in Fort Bragg.
What?
I know. It's really fucking cool. It was a dump until 1967. And that's good what's year. Washing up on the shore is glass dump? From all of the dump, the dumping.
Dump?
Yeah. Follow my Instagram to see the little shards of glass that we picked up. It's pretty cool.
Not dumps?
Not dumps.
Any other culture items, Nick or Steezy?
Well, quickly, we'll talk about a beer from what is now my new favorite tech company called Nothing. That's their name, Nothing. They're from the UK, and they decided we need to make a beer. And so they put a silver can, no labels, no plastic.
Oh, okay.
They called it beer.
Love them already.
They called it beer, and they list the Alks. That's all they did. And they said, we'll see you soon.
Beer. Alks.
It's a rice lager. Beer.
Oh, rice lager.
Yeah.
Oh, so is it gluten-free?
Probably.
Nice.
Yeah.
At least I could have it with sushi.
Yeah. So they said, we just want to make a beer. We make phones. We make technology. And now we're going to make a beer. And it's made in Wales. So
Wales. We're digging Wales.
We'll hear from Ed from Wales.
Ed. Try it out.
Nothing beer.
Nothing.
I like it.
We haven't heard from you in a while, Ed. I'm a little scared. You better still be, better still be there.
He better still be there.
Better still be there. I'm going to come over there. Again, knock on your door. Knock on your flat.
Where's Ed? Flatmate's home.
Just going to start and walking around Wales.
Where is Ed? Bring him out here.
We're going to have a beer with him. There'd be a bunch of dudes like, I'm Ed. You going to buy me a beer? Oh, you're buying beer? I'm Ed. It's me, Ed.
Oh, my gosh. Ed. That's my dad's. Ed. That's my dad's name.
Oh.
Ed. Now you know.
Yeah, Rad Ed.
Rad Ed.
Doesn't have the
Ed
same
Stacey.
Ring.
It does not.
What else? Anything else?
That's me. All right. That's all I got.
Was there any culture you wanted to mention, Rad Stacey?
No, I mean, I'm up here. I'm hoping to experience some culture tomorrow, which is funny because it'll be yesterday for all of you that are listening. But we couldn't work it out for today, Wednesday to meet up.
They don't
but,
know that.
Sorry.
It's Friday morning.
You guys, this isn't live. Oh my God. Okay. So Friday morning.
I call in sick every Friday. Every Friday, I call in sick to work.
I should
say. And I've still got a job.
Yesterday, I had the amazing pleasure to meet up with Jazz and Corey.
What? You did?
Yeah, but I don't know how that went yet. Because I haven't asked.
Oh, that was probably epic. Did you guys do a boardgasm?
It was the time of their life.
Really?
Did you sweep the board? Have you ever? You probably never seen your face on the board, have you? On the Untappd board?
I have never.
And you finally did see it. That was pretty cool.
Hopefully it was cool, and I wasn't embarrassed at all.
No,
not at
you
all.
Saw. Yeah, because everyone looks at the Untappd board. You can see
everyone
like whatever There is nothing that is looked at less than the live check-ins on the Untappd board. And there's nothing that excites me more than seeing that. And I'm always looking around like, yeah, that's me on the Untappd board. And everyone's like, okay, cool. Like literally no one else is looking. It's just
so
me.
It'll be Jazz, like, Corey, and PDX Briggs.
Man, hitting the heights.
we're going to function. All right. We went to function.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was so fun, you guys.
Solid. Solid.
And then we went to Taplandia, and then I don't remember anything after that.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't. That's what happens when I went to Taplandia.
And then I woke up at 5 a.m. to drive back to Fresno.
Dear God. Oh my God. And, that's what's happening. I mean, that's died. What happened.
What?
Oh my gosh. Wait, this is Stacy's last show because she died.
You didn't make it back.
Don't say that. Dang it. Yeah, I'll text you guys.
Take a break. And when you get to Shasta, take a break. Go to the Big Bear in Shasta Lake. Or not Big Bear. I'm sorry. Black Bear Diner. Go to the Black Bear Diner in Shasta Lake. Get your wits about you. Have yourself a nice mushroom burger, and just kind of just like, all right, man, let's refocus.
No, I'm gonna do exactly what we did on the way up, which is gas station charcuterie.
What is
you
that?
Won't shit right for a week, but it's worth it.
What is that?
Is that an Oscar Mayer Lunchable? Is that what you consider gas station charcuterie?
I believe it said there was Gruyere in mine. Which little sounds Munster, slightly higher class than
little Havarti.
Yeah. There were some baguettes, little like
some manchego.
Crostinis. That's my culture that I haven't experienced quite all yet, right. But will have by the time you all hear this.
There might
just
be
for future reference, are we your emergency contact now? We need to be prepared for something. Man,
do I have to drive
honestly,
up?
Honestly, you guys aren't just my emergency contact, you're my fucking safe word.
You know? You're all perfect boy.
How we go.
Nick and Mikey. He's like, what?
Oh shit, she's hit her limit.
She's gonna say something. She's gonna say something, guys. Listen. We don't know what that is.
That's my culture.
Hayes all bro. Right.
Hayes Bros.
Hayes Bros.
Hayes Bro. Hayes me, bro. Uh-oh. She's had enough.
Man, that sounds sticky. Not into it.
Wow. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? I'm driving! I'm driving! Hey guys! Still unchallenged and the podcast, not beer. Podcasting community unchallenged on voicemail segment. No podcast has come up and tried to fuck with us on voicemails. We are the number one voicemail podcast in the world until somebody corrects us. Nobody has. So we are number one. Number one. We number one. You'll never get this. Voicemail podcast. In the world.
You'll never get this.
No. 559-492-0542. That is a voicemail line that is on. Do we have it turned on? We have a deal with Google to keep that Google voice
there's
going.
There's one guy still employed.
Yeah, the there's one guy in a center somewhere in Google there in Mountain View that's like, having to keep pushing a button to keep Google Voice going because of us. 559-492-0512. Damn it.
Oh, wait, hold on.
My brain just broke. I just broke my brain.
222.
Yeah, there's numbers. Dial them. You'll eventually find it. Keep dialing numbers.
Yeah, it's so obvious.
Yeah,
that's how I find it.
Or you
think of a phone number and that's the number.
Yeah. Or you could just email it to us. perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. Let's start with traditional voicemails because I've been talking them up. We gotta have them. We better have them. That'd be bad if we didn't have any voicemails, but we do. We got them.
Hey y'all, can you hear me? I'm at Tioga Sequoia and
oh my god,
nobody else is here. Even though I drove 1100 miles
there in a Monday afternoon. Utah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. How's everybody doing? This is Jay here on my very quick stop coming through Fresno. Currently sitting at Tioga Sequoia, enjoying a fantastic Get Smower Stout.
Nice.
Good stuff. And, you know, by now, Mikey, you know, your Porsche has been bombed and went and stopped it out of the barrel first because they opened first. Had some pretty good selection of beers. Got to get beers from breweries from a lot of different spots I won't be stopping. And, oh, you can hear me. It's windy out here. Anyway, I was lucky enough to, I ran into Matt just real quick. He's a busy guy. Even though I know, you know, the rest of you, yeah, you don't care about me. You didn't come out to say hi or nothing. but I did get to see one of them. Well, the only perfect poor celebrity that matters. Right after bombing your porch, Louie came out to say hi.
Louie.
It was fun to get to see. Give him a quick little good boy.
He loved it.
That's where I'm at on my journey so far, going back north, slowly heading towards home. But I was going to say real quick, I don't care what anyone says about Fresno. It reminds me a lot of my hometown. I mean, it's bigger than my hometown, but like I say, you know, like you said, Fresno catches shit for being allegedly a terrible place or whatever, but it's, what I'm saying is it's a great little spot.
Thank you, Jay.
That's all for now, and keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Fresno.
Thank you, off Sam. It came on such a bad day, like Monday, Matt's off work. Matt's not at work where you want Matt to be at work. I'm at work. Nick's at work. Stacy's out of town. It was just
I know. I loved all your check-ins, by the way. I wasn't there in person, but I was there in spirit.
He's like, I hope he has the DDH next. Oh, yes, he did it. Oh, man, that was very cool. I'm glad they got to meet one perfect poor celebrity in Louis.
Yeah, at least one.
CC.
Louis. Yeah,
Monday was such a crappy day. I was like, of all days.
I hate work. I hope this show is still existing when we're retired, because then I can do stuff.
Right.
And I can be like,
meet people.
I'll meet you at 1 o'clock on a Monday. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm retired for, man.
Yeah. Pension.
Pension. I got that beer pension.
I got the beer pension. Oops, I spent it all. I'll see you next month.
I got that Coors settlement. I sued those Coors sons of bitches. They ruined my 20s. What, Stacey? I'm sorry.
PRP?
Yes.
Hey, Rad Stacey. This is Paul from Fairfax. This weekend at work, I was visited by the venerable Psycho Bear.
Ooh,
what a sweet guy. I was pretty busy, so I wasn't really able to chat it up too much, but he was funny. He was sitting over there at the table as I was pouring beers like crazy, and he was singing, keep up the good work, keep up the good work, keep up the good work, Paul. That was cute. And then interestingly, later that evening, a guy came in and had a couple beers, and I, you know, asked him if he wanted a third. He said, that would be no, because I'm driving back to Fresno. And I said, oh, Fresno.
What the hell?
What? So anyway, I asked him if he knew, you know, the beer scene there, and he seems to be pretty familiar with all the places. And but he's not a local. He's from Cleveland, so he's there for work. But anyway, kind of a synchronistic day. I think that's maybe all I have to report right now. Oh, and I just also, hey, Mikey and Nick, you guys are cool too. So, cheers. Yeah, yeah. Keep up the good work, man. All three of you.
Whatever, man.
Bye.
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 I love it.
Whatever.
This is our life now.
Keep up the good
Everyone's
work.
Just going to address Rad Stacy and then the other guys on the podcast. Mm.
That only lasts for like 6 weeks, and then I'll be old hat.
No, I hope it lasts forever.
Guys. Oh, thanks, Paul. I'm fine. I'm glad that
Stacy and the perfect pour, aren't we?
I'm glad that Psycho Bear and Paul got to see each other finally.
I love it.
The two Marinites had not met for a long time, so that's a big deal as far as I'm concerned.
Worlds collide.
So now that's the thing to do when you go into Paul and he's working. You gotta do keep up the good work, Paul. As he's working throughout the workday. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, Paul.
And he comes around. He's like, "Shut the fuck up,
shut up, man."
It's like I'm putting your beer back in the cake. That's it. Revoked.
I'm trying to do a shitty job over here.
Keep up the bad work.
I'd like to do a bad job.
I'm trying to get you to like, get the fuck out of here.
I need to get first so I can get the unemployment. Back, sir. You don't get unemployment when you quit. You have to get fired. I'm trying to get fired.
No, there's a way to get unemployment if you quit.
Oh, really? Wait. Let's all stop. We need to know this, right, Stacey?
Well, if you can prove that you were forced to quit because that shit was hostile, which in this day and age is not very hard to do. You just need documentation.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thought that was something that's easier. All. That's too hard. Never mind.
Documentation.
I'll just keep
Forget
showing
it.
Up for work. Yeah. That stuff scares me. I'll just work.
Hey, guys. And when I say guys, I'm referring to all of you. I'm not referring to your anatomy or gender or anything like that. Guys, to me, it's just peeps. So I know Stacy is a permanent part of the crew. Awesome choice, too. But that's guys.
Don't know
hey, guys.
And
I'm including you, too, Stacy. Stay super. Oh, wait, there's more. There's more to this voicemail than just that. I hope so. So, hey, last week I didn't get a voicemail in, but I actually recorded a voicemail, but it was concerning Chew. And before I could send it, I talked to Chew, and it kind of nullified my voicemail because we talked about some stuff. And no, I wasn't mad at Chew or anything like that. It's just my voicemail didn't really make much sense after talking to Chew about his upcoming beer projects and plans. So I just didn't get around to making another one. So that's why I didn't get a voicemail in. And other thing I was going to say, so since I didn't get one in last week, I listened to the most recent episode, and you talked about Pilsners versus other lagers. Well, personally, I like some Pilsners, but most Pilsners in general, I don't really care for, and I think it's the yeast that brings a certain flavor or character to it, and it's hard for me to describe. I'm not really great with descriptors, but if I were to try to describe it, I would describe it kind of like a tamale flavor, masa flavor. It seems out of place, especially in a beer
cereal
that doesn't have any corn in it, or definitely not have any masa in it. It's just a weird flavor that I don't really care for most of the time. However, there are some Pilsners I really do like. Can't think of one off the top of my head. Well, maybe STS, Russian River, that's a Pilsner, right? That's a good one, but I think it's just Pilsner yeast. It just doesn't really agree with my palate. But that's my two cents chiming in. But anyway, that's all I got. Keep up the great work. Not driving.
Not Remember, driving. If you have any home brewing questions, leave it for us here on the Perfect Pour, and Scotty B will answer them.
Yeah, and I would say too with that your he's probably referring a lot to the time in which things are lagering or pilsnering. Because if he's tasting a lot of, you know, cereal malt or what he's describing as like that kind of masa flavor, mm-hmm. that it just hasn't had enough time to kind of gas off and, you know, let those kind of off flavors go elsewhere, which is what the lagering process does. And STS definitely, you know, goes through its time, which I think is what makes it such a great pilsner. If you have people rushing that process, then you're not getting a good pilsner.
Russian River slows their process.
Right. They're not Russian.
They're not Russian.
To get there.
What?
What the fuck?
They're American. They're not Russian.
When you're rushing to the bathroom, European when you're in there. Okay. Sorry.
Wow.
Are you though? Are you?
Hey, my favorite beer friends. This is BA Cycle. I'm checking in here from Iowa. I just wanted to catch up with you guys.
Iowa.
I guess one of the more exciting things here is one of my favorite beer bars here. They have like 65 handles. It's a brew pub, if you will. Not a brewery, mm-hmm. but it's a beer bar. And the new bar manager there, he's from the Pacific Northwest, and so he has been working for a while. He's been there for a year. He's been working for a while. They bring us Great Notion beer, and that came in last week, and they had a big tapping event, and it's really good. Good stuff. I mean, yeah, there's great beers here in Iowa too. But the few that I had there from them were pretty impressive, and so that was pretty cool.
Nice.
To see that happen. So I'm sure you guys are familiar with Great Notion. Seems like they put out really great stuff. Style Watch. I want to talk about Style Watch. I was going to call in and talk about, I think my pick for Style Watch is the triple IPA, because I feel like over the last 6 months, especially, maybe it's just because I like them so much. I've seen lots more triples on the shelf recurring. So I hit that every time because I just love a good triple IPA, Mikey. But Colin and Gene called in and talked about Thiels. I think you guys figured out now it's Thiol. Thiels. It's like a beer additive that kind of pumps up flavor. This place called Berkeley Yeast that creates something called a Thiel Boost is right before I listened to you guys' episode last week. One of my favorite breweries here in Iowa posted that they are doing a collab here in Iowa with this Thiel Boost. And so I'm excited to try that as soon as that comes out here in about a month, I think. Also, I wanted to let you guys know, I learned this week, too, that Stacy's mom is turning 20. Not Brad Stacy's mom, but the song was recorded and released in 2003. So 20 years old. So congratulations. Yeah. Happy birthday to Stacy's mom. 20 years old this year. And I guess since Psycho Bear brought it up, I think maybe is the official pronunciation now Rad Stacy? Do we have to say that every time? I don't know. That's probably something we need to talk about.
Yeah, put some gruff into it.
Also, astronauts. I talked to you guys last week about my trip to the Space Coast down in Florida. And yeah, there are a few astronauts that come from Iowa, including one that's active as in the SpaceX program. But you guys are forgetting the most famous space traveler of all time. His future birthplace is here in Iowa, Fairfield, Iowa. Captain James T. Kirk.
That's right.
There's even a sign. So anyway, glad to hear you guys are doing well. By the way, I've been thinking about this Get It in Iceland. It sounds really interesting, but I don't think, Stacy, you should be on the Chamber of Commerce because it made it sound kind of not that fun to go to Iceland and drink from buy beer under the Gestapo or whatever kind of intense control. That sounds not so fun. So maybe we have to do a Get It somewhere else. Anyway, check your dates, guys. Keep up the great work and
same thing.
Iowa.
Bye.
Bye.
So you can get pints of beer at the brew pubs. It's just if you're wanting to get like six packs and whatnot, you got to go to the government store. That's all. But if you're cool, they'll give you beer to go. Like, just don't act like an asshole.
Oh, we don't know how to do
it's
that.
Like one of those It's like one of those unspoken word kind of things.
Lessons.
You just got to act cool. Just act cool.
Yeah, what?
And don't ask them, like, how many elks and how many hogs are there? They'll tell you to get
them. How many elks? How many elks you got in this, bro?
Where's the elks? What's your elk profile?
Speaking of SpaceX, you guys, on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, depending on weather, there is going to be the Falcon 9 launching. What? So this airs on Friday. You're listening to it now. Be on the interwebs Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday to find out when that shit's launching. It's going to be really cool.
Wait, it's going to be next Friday?
No, this sorry, today. If you go forward in time from today to Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, then you can see the Falcon 9.
Wait, so it's launching Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday?
There's a nerd in the room.
Holy shit, you guys.
There's a nerd.
We were just at the Aviation Museum in McMinnville.
I like space stuff. So
yeah.
Oh, no, there's two nerds here.
Yeah. What, you're just realizing I'm a nerd? I mean, dumb nerd.
I was just inside different the Spruce breed. Goose, you guys.
Mm.
Spruce Goose? You're in Long Beach?
How is Howard doing these days?
Howard is dead, but his urine is still in there.
Well, inside.
Yeah.
It's
still dead.
Is there a beer made from the fermented urine from the Spruce Goose?
I don't think that yeast can live.
Can they ferment a beer because it's a wooden vessel?
I don't know. Have you guys ever seen it, the Spruce Goose?
Yes. I used to live in Lakewood / Long Beach, so I've seen it.
Yeah. Well, it's been up here in the Pac Northwest since, 98 or something? Or 2000-something?
What? Early 2000s. Moved it up there?
Yeah, it got moved.
Sons of bitches.
It flew.
They got it out the ground.
It flew for 26 seconds.
Yeah. 17 feet up.
It flew.
70 feet.
Oh, 70?
Yeah, 70 feet. Much higher than I thought at first, unless they've inflated the news since then.
67.
Every time, this is called 70. They tell the story. It's
whatever. It is a big bastard, though. My daughter was like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Plane is huge.
Shut your mouth. Stop saying what the fuck.
Been told the same about my plane.
So anyways, Falcon 9, check it out. It's on the interwebs. If you believe that we do such things and go into space, check it out.
I'm a
if you just go off the edge of the earth, you're in space.
Yeah, you just go straight up and then you're in space. Yeah,
it's easy.
Yeah, I will tell you, if you go to the edge of the earth, don't take any fucking cats with you because they'll push you off.
That's right. That's how you get into space.
Right.
Wee! Push you in. There you go. There you go. Have fun in space. Idiot.
Good luck.
I'm in space. In space.
Yeah, that's how you get around.
That's great, Ralphie.
Flutter kick, whatever you got to do.
Where's the curve? Where's the curve? Yeah, I love the flat earth stuff. I'm deep in flat earth territory right now, too.
I'm deep in it.
Deep.
Washington loves to talk about flat earth.
This is also known as Greater Idaho, I'm told.
Yeah, Western. Western Idaho.
The last republic.
Yeah.
We're all on Untapped. We had to force Rad Stacy to do it, but
I feel great about it now. I know how to use it.
I feel great about it myself. It's one of the best things happened to me this year, 2023. I rejoined Untapped. Feeling great. A lot of great stuff has happened to me since I've started checking in my beers.
I'll tell you what, my OnlyFans has blown up since I went on to Untapped. It's really crazy.
Well, yeah, that's a great way to promote your OnlyFans. You're like, see more, like you give a little picture on your beer check-in, you're like, see more on my OnlyFans. See what I really do with this beer on my OnlyFans.
No. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, I was not supposed to be on tap. That's always the trick, is to never know when I'm joking. And then when a line actually get crossed, you're like, oh, fuck, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I found the edge and I went past it. I'm sorry.
Hey, I love gold.
If you don't cross your own line every once in a while, you forget you had one. That's how I go through life.
True that.
Perfect philosophy.
I just opened up a new beer. It's from Old Thunder Brewing Company. Parakeet Island. Parakeet, sorry. Jesus. Parakeet Island IPA.
The old parakeet.
Parakeet. And this is Pittsburgh Tom donated beer. A freshly delivered Pittsburgh Tom package. Old Thunder Brewing out of Pittsburgh. Having me some Pittsburgh beer. Thinking about that Radar Palooza 3 in Pittsburgh. If you want to have the ultimate get it, Radar Palooza 3 in Pittsburgh, happening soon. Perfect Poor listeners are going to be taking over Pittsburgh's beer scene like you've never seen before. The only people in America battling for Borgasm supremacy.
Oh man, I wish I could have drank some more beer tonight on the show, but like I said, I'm a little
boo.
I'm too deep, as they say.
Well, do you remember any beers you had this week, Rad Stacy?
I do. Let me go to my diddly whacker here. So my Untappd, it's keeping track of all my shit. Yeah, all right,
it's watching you.
It is watching me. I had some Mac and Jack's African
Mac
Amber.
And Jack's.
I know. Well, I was having oysters at kind of like a popular oyster joint, and I was like, well, I want something light. But I also had Breakside Pilsner, which that's a really great Pilsner,
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Breakside's a good brewery.
And I will say about the Mac and Jack Amber, it is ridiculously malty. Like, it's way out there. Like
come on, guys, with the malt.
It's a hazy amber.
Pacific Northwest loves malt.
It's a hazy fucking sense. Amber. Like, it's not filtered. It is super hazy. It's out there. I don't know. Not into it. I was not into it. I drank it because, you know.
Respect.
That was $5.50 of my own hard-earned cash that I put toward it. But I am going to say, so I went to North Coast Brewing Company in Fort Bragg.
What?
Stayed a couple nights in Fort Bragg. And it is a damn good thing that they make good fucking beer. Because mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, that tap house of theirs left a little something to be desired for me.
Is it rinky dink? What's going on?
No, it wasn't rinky dink. So I set this all up like months ago, and like the guy told me, he's like, yeah, tell the host or hostess, whoever, you know, that who you are when you get there. Like an asshole. I felt like an asshole. I go up and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I have reservations, three of us, Stacy. And they're like, okay. I had no idea. Okay. Like,
do you know who I am?
Yeah. And I didn't want to pull that card. And I was like, oh, I said, well, I made reservations with, and I said the person's name. I'm not going to put them on blast on here, but I said the person's name. And the guy was like, who is that? Maybe they don't work here. I don't know.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And I said, well,
maybe I got duped.
And I said, well, he's your
damn you,
sales.
Craigslist.
Right? Oh, yeah. I work at North Coast. Yeah. I'll hook you up.
And I said, well, he's your sales and marketing director. And they're like, we have a sales and marketing director? Yeah, I mean,
no,
it was like
getting worse.
It was super comical. And I was like, you know what? I said, hey, just forget it. Like, do you have room for three people for dinner? Because that's like, I'm just, it's fine.
He was like, never mind.
And so the guy sits us down. And then
prankster
this,
literally over there.
Yeah, well, and then this woman comes out and she was like, oh, she goes, so you know, blah, blah, blah. She said his name. And I said, yeah. And so then I'm like, okay, we're getting somewhere, right? And she's like, oh, she goes, that's great. Usually we're told when VIPs come. And I was like, well, obviously I'm not a VIP because you were not told. So it's okay. But yeah, I got to have the Acme.
Welcome to Northern California. By the way, welcome to Northern California, Radzizi. That is, they've got that mountain vibe of like, maybe we'll get to it, kind of.
Are you a pine or are you a palm?
Well, and I expect, and it's funny, I'm actually glad when stuff like this happens because I'm like, this is a better story than if had everything been like just perfect from the get-go, right? Like, I just love how the guy's like, I don't fucking know who you're talking about. You not on the list. Like, I would just much rather have that story, actually, because then I'm like, yeah, I felt super unimportant.
I was waiting for him to say, like, we have a list? He's like, what?
Yeah, everybody's girlfriend's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got,
yeah, man,
we got
everyone's girlfriend's in there.
Listen, everyone's girlfriend's in there, man. But we had a really great time. The food was okay. I'm not, there's a lot of people who told me that their food is great. I'm going to put the food in the passable category. I was not super duper impressed, but their Sequoia beer is awesome as always. But I did get to have, it's so new that it's not even on Untappd. I couldn't find it on Untappd, but it was their Acme Lager that was hopped Acme Lager. And it was very, very good.
You
really
could have been the
it.
First person to check it in. If you want to go through all the rigmarole of being that first one.
Yeah, of adding it.
Because once in a while I will be. I'm like, oh, do I want to go through this? Do I do all the checking in and all the information?
I decided just to check into the regular Acme Lager and say that this isn't the one you're thinking. This is not the one you're looking for. Yeah. This is not the
one. Lager you're looking for.
Trust me, guys. This is cool.
This is not the lager you're looking for.
This is not
for.
The lager you're looking for.
Yeah, it was really good. And then we were.
This is not the lager we're looking for.
You can go about your business.
You can go about his business.
We were also deep.
You can drink hazies all you want.
Everyone can drink hazies all they want.
Sorry.
We went through Boonville.
I'm not sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It wasn't as funny as I thought it would be in my head. That's what I'm sorry about.
That shit was hilarious.
Sorry. Go ahead, Rad Stacy.
That's fine. That was pretty much it. I mean, we were in Anderson Valley territory and had some hop hot and IPA, some fresh hop hot and IPA.
You had an old raspy at North Coast, though.
I did. Yeah. I
but
also
was
had
it nitro?
Acknowledge that.
It was. Of course it was nitro. Of course it was.
Nitro?
Yeah.
Wow. Have you had it on nitro, Nick?
Yes, I have. And there's nothing better than a nitro.
There really is nothing quite like it. Yeah. It's so good.
Rad Stacy, were you responsible for the Goldstein's Nitro Rasputin tap?
I was.
Did you have
not
anything to do with that? No. Okay.
I was responsible for keeping it going when we were able to still get it. But it was Ephraim originally who put it in there.
Okay. Yeah, but that's the only place I've had it on Nitro was at Goldstein's.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and when Blue was our rep, because he doesn't work for them anymore, but when Blue was our rep, I mean, he got us all kinds of really cool stuff, some nitro, non-nitro, and yeah, we were always able to keep the old raspy going on in there.
Oh, that was the best.
Twas. It's not in there anymore? Not at all?
I don't know. I haven't been in a long time.
Yeah. You and me both.
It's too hipster in there. I can't handle it. It's a young crowd in that Goldstein's.
They just keep getting younger.
Just keep getting younger. Getting what the hell's going on?
They keep
Y'all
getting
keep
younger,
getting younger.
I stay the same age.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had a super good time though. And then of course it was April Fool's when we went to North Coast, and they had Prankster on special because you can't have April Fool's without some Prankster going on.
Right.
Got some stickers, and my husband loves Prankster, and he said, you know what? I don't put very many stickers on my toolbox, but I'm going to put this one on there, this Prankster sticker. So, you know, that
going on the toolbox.
That's some shit right there.
It's big time. He won't put a Perfect Pour sticker on it, but he'll put a Prankster sticker on there.
You know what? He'll put a Perfect Pour sticker on there.
Yeah,
I just don't have any.
we're fixing that soon.
Yeah, get me some.
Yeah, there's a little bit of buzz about us making some new batch of stickers. So
new batch.
There's some. Yeah, buzz.
We should also make some perfect pour banana hammocks
for right.
Our listeners. Well,
we've still yet to make a t-shirt. We're only 11 years in. We have
we can only make extra larges, and you know, yeah. So sorry, you know.
One of these days we'll get merch.
It's not one size fits all. That's all I'm saying.
Etsy.
Crocheted banana hammocks.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? And if you do like the fishnetty kind of material, that is one size fits all.
Yeah, you can make it fit. It
stretches to size. And shrinks to size. Whatever you're into.
Yeah, whatever you need to. Whatever you need.
Negative.
Whatever you need it to be, sizes. It's going to be that thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Nick, what did you drink this week?
Yes, sir. Oh, me?
The Nick 80. Stacy, what's your Untappd handle?
Rad_Stacy with an EY.
There you go.
Stacey.
All right.
Radical.
Radical, Stacey. Man.
Radical.
Nick, what did you have?
Okay, so because you guys are
cool,
you know, beer observant, I tried a YET Pils from Faction.
Oh, yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. I gotta try it because I'm beer diversity and all whatnot.
Beer diverse, so yeah. It was labeled as a West Coast Pilsner, so I was like, what could go wrong? Yeah. The answer is all of it.
Oh!
This is not a Kolsch.
Okay. This is not the Kolsch I was looking for. West Coast, my ass.
You didn't like it, huh?
Pilsner AF.
Was it no coast?
There was no coast involved. Not even lakes. No. Not even a lakefront.
Coast adjacent.
There's no lakefronts.
Coast.
Not even a creek. Creekside.
Sands Coast.
No Creekside.
Well, now I have to know, like, how did it go so wrong? What happened?
You think bold Pilsner.
Bold
Pilsner. And I got a really well done Pilsner, which is just okay.
Hmm.
You know, I wanted to be shocked and awed, and I was.
I want to be blown away. No blown.
Meh.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's my fault. I built it up.
It's your fault for having something.
You don't understand how long the drive is from the market to my house and all the time I have to think about.
Oh, I know, man. That's rough.
You know, expectations is the first step to disappointment. So
that's right. And I stepped right in that puddle. Next, I had
right by Blast and Brew. You could have had a Blast and Brew.
I could have had a Blast and Brew. On the way home.
Yep.
Yeah. And stopped at the Broilers for some authentic Mediterranean food.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Does the Broilers have any beer in there? They don't have beer in there.
No, they don't have beer.
What happened to my Broilers on West Shaw? Has Broilers shut down? What happened, man? They closed up my
Broilers. Bro, I don't go over there. I don't own a gun.
Wow. All right. I live in that terrible neighborhood. Okay.
Are you suggesting that I go there?
Yeah, that's why we hired you, to send you to the places we don't like to go.
Go and pack in my knowledge.
That's what you get for going to North Coast and knowing stuff.
Look at the big brains on Rad.
Holy shit.
They're very isolated up there in NorCal, NorCal. Once you get past north of Sacramento, north of Marin, Santa Rosa area, it starts getting funky, man. They're like on their own out there. It's like they live on Mars. True.
And that's cool and all, but like nothing makes you feel more stupid than a host being like, I don't give a fuck who you are. Wow. When somebody has told you, like, when they don't give even them your name,
when they don't even know who the person you talk to is, that's all that They went to the next level. They're like, not only do I not know you, I don't know who the fuck you talk to, lady.
Right. And I didn't walk up saying I'm rad, Stacy. I just said Stacy.
You're all rad, Stacy. Stacy, you may know me as Rad Stacy.
You know, if you listen to this podcast and all, yeah.
The Hubs didn't have an arrow on his shirt saying I'm with Rad Stacy. Like, there's no. I'm with her.
The hostess is all the. I don't even know what name you just said. made up a name that doesn't work, a person that doesn't work here, and you just made up the name. You're like, no, I swear, I had an email conversation with this person. Like, you're like, nope, I mean, that person doesn't work here.
We have a sales and marketing guy. What the fuck?
Sales and also what's marketing?
Yeah, it was.
I'm sorry, there's cities below Sacramento in California.
Like,
it was a folly of errors on everyone's end. It was all good. Anyway.
was there an untapped board? Does North Coast have an untapped board, Red Stacey?
No.
Oh, then they can go eat shit.
They didn't have Wi-Fi.
Dial up, you plug in. And get you, they give you an AOL CD when you walk in.
I had to send my order in through like the air capsule to the kitchen.
The pneumatic tube.
Yeah.
Did they have the?
Yeah.
Oh, please tell me they had the register with the big buttons that made all the big sounds. Was it cash only? Is North Coast cash only?
I did pay with a credit card.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Oh, but they did the swipe machine with the carbon copy.
Yeah. They did.
I actually haven't been charged yet. I could just cancel that card.
Right. Like, yeah, you know what? Like, I didn't go to North Coast. Card.
There's no letters to imprint on the carbon copy.
Turns out I didn't go to North Coast at all.
I mean, I actually did look around like, wait, am I in the right place?
And did I go to North Coast?
North Corpse. North Corpse Brewing.
They like try to play off a North Coast name. They're like, we're North. It's North Coast, but with U instead of an O. It's North Coast.
This does remind me, though. So Fort Bragg is only about 10 minutes from Mendocino. And Mendocino is super tiny, right? But there's this Italian restaurant in Mendocino, which is where we ate the first night we were there. And it's called Luna Trattoria. It's fucking amazing. You have to go there. They have great beer. They have a great bar. All of their pasta is out of control. So anyway, that's little side note. Go to Luna Trattoria. Amazing. We like Greco's. Really, really good.
We're big on Recos on the Perfect Pour. That's a good one.
Yes. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Nick, what else did you have other than this bad Pilsner?
Bad Pilsner's.
Tier.
Oh, a single tier. The Great Cornholio from Moonraker Brewing.
I need Dippy for my bungo. I am the Great Cornholio.
That was a label by.
Of course it was.
Yep, I had that.
They say that women usually are the label buyers, but I don't know.
If you're gonna put Beavis on your can, I'm buying it. I don't give a fuck what style it is. I know you can make it wine, a can of wine. I'd be like, I'm buying that.
He's like, God damn it, it's a farmhouse.
Beavis. Yep. I'd be like,
drinking it.
Well, whatever. Beavis is on there. I'm here drinking with Beavis. It doesn't matter.
Beavis is farmhouse ale.
Beavis is not farmhouse, man.
I can't think of a better style for Beavis to make than a farmhouse. Beavis is au naturel farmhouse ale.
I just have one Lord. Question. Is this a goddamn...
Oh, you damn kids.
So good.
There were more beers, but I did not check them in. So
what?
I do not remember. Boo. No recollection.
Boo, the Nikki. Let's see what I did.
Oh, one was a Steve Austin double school.
Yeah, I had that IPA. One. It's like dark, darker can.
El Segundo.
It's a darker can, so it makes it cool.
Yeah, it's a black label.
It's black. Black label, so you probably haven't had it yet.
You'll never get this.
You'll never get this.
I had a Pinsky file from Faction Brewing. Seinfeld reference beer. It is a good deal. Even Matt was texting us about it. I was like, I already had it, bro. It's a just to let you know, when you say had it, you're like letting that person know, like, I've already done what you've done. I've already done it. And so that makes me better that I did it before you.
Wow.
Wow, you're an asshole, right?
I can like cut the air right now.
I could cut it real good.
oh, don't worry. You'll be there soon.
I had a bad beer from New Glory. Fuzzy Riffage from New Glory as a double IPA. It wasn't good at all. I didn't like it. I said no.
What's bad about it?
I don't know. I don't get the. I'm not good at descriptors, Rad Stacy.
I want to know. So, I didn't like it. It didn't meet my fucking.
I didn't like it.
So we're not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not smart. I'm sorry. I'm not a BJCP judge.
I mean, because I can tell you right now, like, the reason I did not like the Mac and Jack Amber is. It's Cascade.
Because it's 100%
Mac and Jack. From the Cascade.
Oh, it wasn't. It had nothing to do with Mac and Jack.
Well, I mean, yeah, like it started there, but then what really like put the nail in the coffin was Cascade. You're adding grapefruit to like this otherwise biscuity, nutty thing, and it's fucking gross. Like, why would you add Cascade?
You can't just like add shit to shit and just be like, hey,
right.
Like, oh, this will make it better.
So it has Nugget in it, which Nugget hops with amber is amazing. But you add Cascade, it's just like, it's like drinking orange juice after coffee.
Oh, yeah. That's
like, why the fuck would you do that? Right? It's terrible. Gross.
Yeah. Now you're making sense.
Makes sense.
Now that makes sense. Central Coast Beer, the 25th anniversary triple IPA. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Did you like it?
I thought it was good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I saw you check into that.
Oh, look at me.
I cheersed it, I think.
Whoa. Let's see.
Oh, shit.
Let's see who cheersed it.
Or I at least cheersed it mentally.
Sunny.
If I didn't do it physically.
No, Stacy did. Rads _ Stacy cheersed it. Paul, Marshall, RG, Mark. The Pint Stuff, Reggie, Brad, Birdie, DB, Brian, Anthony, Ants, and Alaric. All cheers it. So there you go. And then I got a 6-pack of the Infinite Patience from Modern Times, the IPA. It's a 12-ounce 6-pack. And I just kind of... I feel like I want to, I've said this before, I want to have a 12-ounce in the fridge as like there. It's good to have 12-ounce beers in there. But they are the most unsatisfying beer to have as a 12-ounce beer because it goes so fucking quick. And then I'm like, oh, because I don't like to pour my whole beer, whole can into the glass. I like to like... you know, sort of systematically pour the beer as I need it from the can because I believe that the beer stays colder when it's staying in the can. There's nothing more, there's no bigger of a bummer than an empty can of beer when you think you might have some beer left and you go and then it's just empty. It's like the weight of the can is in your hand. It's the worst feeling in the world. And it doesn't happen any quicker than when you have a 12-ounce beer. So now I'm like, fuck 12-ounce beers.
I really feel like this is a window in your into your like psychosis right now. Like, do you still believe in the tooth fairy?
This is like, like 11:30 at night. This is what's going through my head. I'm just like, wait, maybe the tooth fairy is real. You don't know.
This is why I always leave a little bit in the can for her.
Yep. Just That's leave right. a little bit in the can for the tooth fairy. Just leave the tooth fairy. Let her have a little bit in the can and she'll be happy.
Don't yawn.
Left Coast Brewing's Hop Juice, their triple IPA. That was a big time beer back in the day, Hop Juice. And I saw it at the market and it was cheap and it's a triple IPA. So I'm like,
was it in the new clearance section?
And I checked the date and I'm like, well, I'll check the date. No date. It's like the smudge, like they smudged it off years ago kind of thing. Like, oh yeah. It, like back in 2021, they smudged it off.
Hand sanitizer fixed that right up.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It takes it right off.
So, yeah, it tasted old as fuck. So, who knows how old it was. But the point is, it was only $3.50. Yeah.
And did it taste like it was 50% IPA. Off?
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, it got the job done. That's all that matters.
Got me drunk.
Yeah, me drunk.
Good thing the alks don't fade.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. What if the alks faded? You'd be like, fuck off then.
That's a good shirt right there. Perfect pour where the alks don't fade.
Yep.
Oh.
Here to here.
Yep. Our alks don't fade. The perfect pour. Our alks don't fade like other podcasts.
Yeah. Ever heard of pod fade? We don't have that.
Yeah.
No pod fade.
Nope.
I love it.
You just bring new suckers on the show.
Stacey, do you have some cheers to give out?
I would say cheers to Corey and Jazz and PDX Briggs. Thank you so much for coming out with me Friday.
That was such a good time.
I am so sorry that I did not have time to get into your white panel van. It sounded like so much fun, but I had to go.
Come on.
But I hope you guys had a lot of fun doing whatever you do in
Skittles.
Your white panel.
They had Skittles.
I'm super excited about that. And I will talk about it next week when I have more time to talk about it. But it was super fun.
We don't have time for that right now. I know you got a lot of good stories, but we don't have time.
We all know.
We don't have time. Nick?
Cheers to Jay Hopshound. Sorry we missed you in your Fresno adventure, but I'm glad you got to experience the village.
Yes.
Do we call it the Fig or the Village? I can't remember.
The Fig.
I'm going to go with the Fig.
It's the Figgy Village.
It's the Figgy. The Figgy Brooklyn. It's the right place. If you have to visit one place in Fresno, you should visit the Fig. I mean, really.
It's the best
representation of Fresno.
I think Tower District makes you stronger, but sure. Right. Yeah, the
Figs. Yeah, because you have to take penicillin afterwards.
Yeah.
Go to Southeast Fresno, again, makes you stronger.
Stronger. Penicillin. Who doesn't just have that on hand if you live in Fresno? Everyone has penicillin it's in their cabinet.
Yeah, because it's
handed to you at the border.
I hope you hovered over all those toilet seats.
Wait.
Definitely go get some penicillin if you
didn't. Are you telling me the gazebo gardens toilets are not safe?
Do they always feel warm when you sit down?
Yes. Right, have you seen that line there?
They cannot be warm.
They're never not warm.
You know, they never have time to cool off.
Yeah, right. What, are we becoming assholes or something? Yeah,
terrible. We love you, Gazebo. You and... warm
seats. We just went on a porta potty tangent. I mean,
we're at. Hey, those are flush toilets. So I didn't get to the flushers yet. Yeah, I mean, there's porta potties. Yeah.
You've been those. Yeah. What, remember
oh,
when?
No, we don't slum it by the can bar. We're normal bar.
Ooh, slumming it by the can bar.
Remember when Tioga had those fancy porta johns with the they're like a little like RV porta johns.
Weren't there steps involved?
Yeah, yeah. The
you
walk
had to
up
climb
steps.
A flight of stairs to go.
Yeah,
to
there's like fans going on and shit.
Yeah,
I have had the unfortunate, displeasure of bartending at the Can Bar at Gazebo in the depths of summer when the wind blows just the right way over the porta potty there.
Yeah,
and I'm always sitting there going like, man,
time
there's
to
no.
Go.
There's no triple IPA that can like cover up that.
I don't know, man. I bet you can find a triple IPA that cover anything.
That's
up.
Some aroma right there.
I'm just like, whoo wee.
Aroma
man,
coma.
It's fine on a Thursday.
I bet
you
can find
Saturday
it. No, that's just your farmhouse ales that you ordered for the bar.
Those funky.
Like, oh, what is that? The Porter Johns? No, Stacey, that's the farmhouse ales. Oh, okay.
Oh, is that why it's blue?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. That's the secret ingredient in a porta potty. They dump a farmhouse ale in the beginning.
Yep.
That really was a tangent. Sorry. Cheers, guys. Who else has a cheer?
Are you though?
I'm not sorry.
We know. Don't ever be. The minute you're sorry is the minute.
Any more cheers? Any more cheers?
It's all for me.
All right. Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect boar that give us money every month. Can you believe that?
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, but they do it.
And thank you.
Man, and they're cool. They're cool people. Cooler than me.
They've seen some shit.
They've seen some shit. Man, the golden gods, they've seen some shit. They get all the audio. There's a full show that you not a golden god don't get to hear. You the golden gods get to hear it from beginning to end. And so thank you. Patreon.com/perfectboar.
All the secrets.
If you
want to
be a
trading.
Golden god.
For instance, on tonight's show, you actually got to hear one of Mikey's nipples. And you can't hear that on the regular show.
No,
so sign up.
Yeah, sign up. You've never experienced anything like it before.
When nipples speak.
Also, Friday nights, there's a Zoom. Listeners get together and they Zoom. So if you just want to hang out with Perfect Poor listener celebrities on Friday nights, you can get on the Zoom. There is a link. Usually in usually somewhere. Somewhere you can find it. If you go click on some buttons and stuff, you can find it. The lager line there. All the links are in the show notes. Yeah, come on. Just look at the show notes, for God's sakes. PerfectPoorPod.com.
You're asking a lot.
Yeah. Just go to PerfectPoorPod.com and then just start clicking things.
Read.
Read, yeah. God dang it.
Do stuff for us.
For us.
We do so much for you.
Yeah.
We ask so little.
We sit here and get drunk on a microphone for 2 hours.
That's hard.
Come on.
It's really hard.
I think it's weird that you guys aren't drunk already.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
Like me tonight. Yeah. Man, I was toasty.
Apparently you don't recognize drunk people. I'm drunk.
We're professionals, okay?
I'm gonna go. Can you believe that? Brad Stacey thought I was sober. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, she knows nothing.
You know nothing.
You know Brad nothing.
Stacey. Super drunk. He's like, that's great, dear. No, I'm fucking drunk. She thought I was sober. You believe that shit? I know, babe. You're drunk. You that's great. You did good.
Babe, yeah, I'm straight up drunk.
She said I was sober. Listen, babe.
You're so drunk.
Listen, babe.
You're so drunk, babe. You did great. You did great tonight. You got drunk.
Damn right I did.
You're the drunkest gorilla in this house.
She said I was sober. Am I acting sober right now? Am I doing sober stuff?
No, babe, you're doing super drunk stuff. You're doing
damn right. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Get this on camera.
Yeah, get this. Send this to Stacey. Look at me. I'm fucking drunk, sir. I'm fucking drunk. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Man, see? We are fucking salty and surly tonight. I love it.
Yeah, tonight. Usually super calm. Tonight, salty.
Chill, man. Chill.
Yeah. Chill. Usually super chill. California chill, man.
There hey, man,
Sir French.
This.
The Sir French Pro is happening in a few weeks. There. Are you going to come to the Sir French Pro and watch some surfing in the valley?
No.
Well, you should.
Probably not. Is it free?
No, it's not.
Of course.
It's actually kind of expensive.
I hate about that noise.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPod.com. Have a great week.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come be safe. Be safe.
Sometimes.
But have fun.
Of course.
And I'll see you guys again in the Central Valley after I leave the greater Idaho/Battleground Washington/Portland area. Unless Sasquatch
so many territories.
There's so many territories.
Before you travel through all your territories, you gotta check what?
You gotta
your
check
dates.
Your dates.
Damn it. If they print them on there, that is.
Don't smudge the dates.
If they smudge the dates, make sure it's a triple IPA. Otherwise, stay away from them.
You know what? If they have an 800 number, fucking call that shit. I don't understand call your them. Fucking numbers.
You think there's somebody there?
You're fucking Julian.